on BBSRadio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Try saying that five times. While I have you, get your pen and pencil. In a few minutes, I'll give you some numbers to call in. And those folks that are in Canada, excuse me, for you folks that are in Canada, our numbers are working tonight. We didn't have a Canadian call-in number last week. I was disappointed about that. So get a pen and a pencil, and in a few minutes, I'll give you phone numbers. I do want you to call in this evening anytime for the next hour. We'll be going off about 8:32, 8:33. So we'll have the whole hour together. I sometimes have guests and sometimes I don't. And tonight you're going to listen to me again all by myself. We'll do some tarot readings. I can do some psychic work for you. I have some things I want to read and some things I want to talk about. So by all means, give me a call. Excuse me. Next week, however, we are going to have one of my rune buddies. If you don't know what a rune is, R-U-N-E, they're objects that have symbols on them. They're Nordic-based. She's just come back from a wonderful Scandinavian vacation and will be sharing lots of history and good information. She's a fabulous reader and psychic. Her name is Elka. You're going to enjoy her. We were supposed to have her on, I think, May the 23rd, and we had to change her because of this vacation to July the 18th. So, to be fun. I'm looking forward to hearing her and seeing her again. I haven't seen her for a while. Now, the phone numbers, USA, 1-877-270-8714. Let's do that again, 1-877-270-8714. And Canada, up and running again, 1-888-284-3264. Let's do that again, 1-888-284-3264. And right about now, I would be giving you my website. And some of you already have it, but it is down right now for very complicated reasons and embarrassing reasons that we're not going to get into tonight. But, excuse me, for those of you that have been to my website and maybe dug around in my website and was offended, I am so sorry. None of that was my doing. And my website was in the process of being completely torn apart anyway and reworked by a fabulous webmaster. So she's on it. But in order to do that, she's putting it on another server and she's got it torn down. And like I said, we were in the process of revamping anyway. So, pardon me. So this little nasty event has encouraged us to just move faster and more forward especially than we intended to. So be patient with us. We will get it back up. It is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com, but don't go. There's not a whole lot there right now unless she's put some things up today. It should be back up within the next week in its entirety and bigger and better way of doing things. I always ask questions during the evening of my guests normally, but tonight I'll ask them of you. For those of you that are out there listening, give these things some thoughts and then maybe call in and talk to me about them. You can call in tonight and talk about anything. Miracles, angels, tarot readings, psychic readings, fun, anything you would like to share or to ask about, I'm open. If I don't know, I'll try to get you a name and a phone number on the air that you can contact to get your answers. I don't profess to be an expert in all fields. My goodness, I don't think I want to carry that burden around. So tonight, think about these questions. What is the next most important accomplishment of your life? What is the next most important accomplishment of your life? If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Think about those questions and give us a call. In Texas, or in the USA rather, 1-877-270-8714. And from Canada, 888-284-3264. You'll need to put one in front of both of those. Now, my nasty little event this week has made me think about some things. Forgiveness was a big one. After I had my rant and rave, scream and holler, how dare they, episode, and then I calmed down, I thought, you know, this is not going to get us anywhere. I am too old to be behaving like this. It was very offensive and totally unnecessary, except to line someone else's pocketbook, which was not my pocketbook and would not want it to be during these methods. I thought, you know, I got to get some forgiveness going here. And, like I told you, my website was under construct or change anyway. So, of course, working with forgiveness also told me, you know, the silver lining part of this event is that it's instigated an even more important and kinder change in my life. Kinder in the sense that I learned from it and I accepted the change. But it also got my webmaster to doing things that I wanted to do, we both wanted to do, and just hadn't made the time to do. So now it's absolutely necessary, which talks about empowerment. Even the nastiest of situations, male or female involved, can empower you. We hear a lot these days about female empowerment. Guys in on that too, because I have clients that whose self-confidence is a little low. So we work on that self-empowerment situation all the time. So forgiveness came first, although you can tell there's an edge in my voice still. So I'm working on it. If I could file charges, I would. But when you start dealing with cyber situations, it's hard to track down people who do nasty things to you. So it's a little hard, although the situation has been turned over to our local police. Not that it will do any good, and not because they wouldn't want to try. It's just very difficult. So I had to start releasing it. Releasing it was the first thing. Obviously, I'm still working on it a little bit. But the forgiveness, it's important to forgive. Whatever your situation has been in the past, or maybe you're living through something right now that's difficult for you, and yes, maybe it's offensive and it's you feel like you don't deserve it. You need to move forward. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a living, experiencing, older lady that knows a little bit about life. And I learned a long time ago that not forgiving keeps you stuck. So whether you're religious or not, spiritual or not, curious, yes, I would hope, about living, then I encourage you to look up forgiveness and see what it's all about. Now, a friend of mine said long ago, when you use the word forgive, it implies judgment, that we have placed a judgment on a person or a situation. And yes, being human beings, that's probably true. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything to quote-unquote forgive. We would just smile, take a slap on the other side of the cheek, and say, wow, that felt good. Thanks for hurting me, folks. But that's not how we work as human beings. So if you've got to blame somebody for something, if you have to be angry, if you have to be hurt, if you have to cry your tears, get your spirit all cleaned out, and then work on forgiving and releasing. Forgiving and releasing. And speaking of therapists of all kinds, if you need that kind of help, seek it out. That could be your religion. That could be your best friend. It could be a professional. It could be your mom. Doesn't matter. It could be your partner. It could even be a child. My goodness, looking through the eyes of a child, how wonderful is that? Usually. I have two of my own with that. So working on forgiveness. And how do you do that? That's a soul-searching process. People ask us all the time, how do I forgive that situation? How do I forgive myself? How do I forgive myself for having been what we would think of as foolish or an idiot or blind or maybe forgiving ourselves for having done something that caused others grief? I hate to say to someone because I believe that all parties participate in almost everything that happens, even if you go back to both parties setting up that situation before they ever got back here. So lessons could be learned on a karmic level. Now, you may not believe in karma, and that's okay. So you can twist that around and think it any way you would like. But the point is, we are human, and we need to forgive ourselves. And I think forgiving ourselves first. Sorry, folks, I seem to have something caught in my throat this evening. Forgiving ourselves first in a situation and taking responsibility for our part in it, even if it was for not seeing it coming. Because I knew working with a website could leave myself vulnerable. I knew that people could come in the back door. My webmaster thought we had it taken care of. They just had to be... In fact, they even rebuilt part of the website that we tore down in January. How about that for being clever? Won't happen again. But we had to look at ourselves and say, okay, what part did we play in this that would allow someone to walk in the back door and do this? So we had to forgive ourselves, which we've gotten to that point where we know now, won't happen again, but now we have to forgive those. In this situation, for several reasons, because number one, we'll probably never find them. And if they are just that they out there that is always going to be hanging over our heads with a past event, that's not healthy. Or at least in my opinion, it's not healthy. I don't want that. Because if something is hanging, that just means it could be drawn to me again. What you hate, what you fear, and what you love are biggies about being drawn to you again, whether you realize it or not. Things that you hate, and I don't like that word, things that you fear, or things that you love. Because even subconsciously, you tend to think about those things or view them on a subconscious way, in a subconscious way, daily. Whether you realize it at the moment or not, you do that. So what you focus on, even if it's a minute focus, will be drawn to you. Hate, fear, love. Those three things are powerful tools in our life, and we should be able to experience them and express them, and then when it comes to the negative energies, respect them and release them. And that's what I'm trying to do with forgiveness. My dear old favorite, A Book of Answers by Manny Puryear, Pure Heart, M-A-N-I, Pure Heart, A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle is You, has these wonderful essays about different words. So I, of course, reached for Manny's book just to see what another human being, not a Bible, not any other religious book, I can go do that too, but what a human would say about forgiveness and what they have learned. So, of course, I read his piece, and then he also has channeled comments. He calls them comments from spirit, and that's what I like the most, although I love his words as a human being. His first paragraph under forgiveness says, if one is truly at peace within and truly in the flow of all that is it, becomes obvious that all things are always in order and there is never anything to forgive. How about that? If one is truly at peace within and truly in the flow of all that is it, becomes obvious that all things are always in order and there is never anything to forgive. And then he says, so such for the ideal. When you work with forgiveness, you work from a victim mode. And I, for one, am too old to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. So we are forgiving, quote-unquote, in good spirit, as my mom would say. In good spirit, we're going to look at that person and say, thank you, honey, for the lesson. Let's get on with life. So his comment from spirit on forgiveness is a tool of the human psyche. It is a useful bridge over which one may pass in the journey from not in balance to in balance. It often eases that path as well as shortening it. Blessings from Spirit. What a wonderful attitude Spirit has. The universe is just a hoot, don't you think? They come up with they, there's that they, but it's a positive they, come up with some of the most wonderful ego-shattering, human attitude-shattering that I've ever heard. I just love it. So, working from forgiveness, we go to change, which, of course, my website was already in flux, but man, is it in flux now. And thanks to this experience, it's going to be hard for, if not darn near impossible, as Pam says, impossible for anyone to come creeping in the back door to do anything negative. Now, change. We change whether we want to or not. What is it out there, you medical folks? We slough our skin about every 7 years totally. Seven is that magical spiritual number. And I think it's every 7 weeks we lose hair or something. I can't remember. You folks who know more about that than I, call in and give me the right deal on that. But I do know that I know clients that about every 7 years, 7 to 9 years, their whole lives are different. Of course, I know some that aren't. But they change husbands, they change wives, they change businesses. They grow in their relationship. I told my partner the other day, I said, you know, I'm falling in love with you all over again. Things like that happen. We change, whether we mean to or not. Our hair gets gray, our nails get longer, or they break off. Our shoe size changes as we get older, sometimes because our feet flatten out. Things change, and change can be good, but change doesn't necessarily have to happen in a victim mode. So we work on that change. Now, his first comment about change is, nothing changes but the changes. Nothing changes but the changes. Change is one of the greatest blessings that we can receive. It is also one of the most disconcerting and potentially one of the most disruptive. I had to laugh when I read that one. Change is the essence and purpose of the physical plane. Change is the essence and purpose of the physical realm. Nothing is without change. At times, change can even be perceived as degeneration or death. Yes, and since I'm a tarot reader, change falls under the death card. And people nearly always cringe when the death card comes up. But time and change wait for no one. On the death card, there is a rider that has a black, looks like a skeleton with black armor on, holding a flag that has a white open rose. Some say is where the Rosicrucians got their symbol, which is peace, the white rose of peace. At the foot of the horse that he is riding, what looks like a pope or a high-ranking religious person, children, men and women, laying on the ground, perhaps on their knees. In the background is one of the towers with the rising sun from the tower card, which has one single tower on it. Now, all of that says, time and death waits for no one. Some people would jokingly say, and taxes, but that's true too. But death and change wait for no one, whether we want it or not. What we do with the change and what we do with the attitudes about the change, and some people fight change, oh my goodness, it just, talk about being degeneration or death. Sometimes a simple rearranging of a room can be a major, major thing for some people. It really gets to their psyche. It touches their heart. They go through all kinds of things. There are some people who say are blind. You move a room around on them, and it's hard. They have to learn all over again how to maneuver. So even for those of us that are sighted, have good hearing, we still have to maneuver with changes. So whether it's forced upon us, like we have to move, or we have to move to another city, or we lose a loved one, or we choose, regardless of its difficulty, to make a change, regardless of age. Going from a school, let's say, to another school. I was a military kid, so I know what that's like, every 3 to 4 years. Or you just have to change jobs because, let's say, you're not making enough money or your company folds. Change happens. It's our attitude, just like our attitude towards forgiveness. We have to work with it. In my case, change is going to be absolutely wonderful. We were changing anyway. Now we just have to kick it up a notch, make some changes that within those changes that will better protect us. Lots of lessons learned with this one. And what he says here, or what Spirit shares with him, change is the heart's blood of existence. Where were it not for this thing you refer to as change, remember the you is us, Spirit is talking to, there would be no purpose in existence. Change is the road to the Godhead of self and the doorway opening to the future. Change is the heart's blood of existence. Were it not for this thing you refer to as change, there would be no purpose to existence. Change is the road to the Godhead of self and the doorway opening to the future. Blessings. What a wonderful way to look at change, regardless of how it's happening or why it's happening in one's life. Again, we don't have to look at change as being a victimization of us. In my situation, something really nasty, really, really bad, very, very embarrassing, totally out of my control. Oops. Did I say totally out of my control? It wasn't. We didn't guard our back door better. That's the big lesson learned. But the change is going to be fabulous. Can't wait. Can't wait. Okay, now, that brings us to empowerment. A little bit of sleaze in one's life can absolutely empower you. Didn't bet you didn't think that one was coming, did you? Got to have a silver lining in everything, folks. Just got to have a silver lining. Got to have, just like Robin Williams says, you've got to face everything with humor. I don't have his sense of humor. I do have determination. I have a wit. Doesn't come out very often, but I do have a wit. I love to laugh. I will gladly laugh at your jokes within certain boundaries, as long as they're not jokes made about people or things or circumstances with people because of and designated circumstances. Absolutely. I will laugh till it's a belly roll. And thank you for the exercise of the heart and spirit. So empowerment. All of this has absolutely empowered me. Oh my goodness, the education that I have had, sharing it with you, encouraging you, if any of these words have helped, will help anybody, if there's anybody out there tonight, call me and tell me if you're out there. What's interesting is that I'll think there's no one there, and then all of a sudden I'll get an email, or somebody will call offline and say, I just didn't have time, I was at work, but thanks for being there. My producer can tell if anybody's plugged in. I have no way of telling right now. If you are out there, call me and say, Elaine, good luck. Hope it works out for you, although it's going to. I know it is, because I have been empowered by sleaze, which I love. Okay. He says about Manny Pureheart, says, this is the human part of Manny, how often in our lives we feel ourselves to be helpless. Perhaps we feel ourselves to be the victim, there's that word again, of events or people who seem to have taken control over us. And I was hijacked. My sight was hijacked by some of the nastiest energies around. This is all illusion. The only being that will ever will or ever has had control over our lives is the Creator, and ourself as an aspect of that Creator. Empowerment is simply realizing that we ultimately are the ones in control from the level of ourselves as spirit. Human being wrote this, perhaps with spirit's help, but nonetheless wrote it. as a human. Remember, no one loves us more than ourselves in the non-judgmental form of our own soul. That judgmental word goes all the way back to forgiveness. Remember at the start of this I said, in order to forgive, that implies we have judged. Yes, I judged. I ranted, I raved, I screamed, I hollered, I cried. Oh, I was angry. But you know what? When it was all over with, I took a deep breath and said, got all that crud out. That's great. Nothing like a good, washy, screaming, stomping your feet kind of temper tantrum to get a lot of junk out of your system. But then you let it go. That's the forgiveness. Then you approach it into change. You start making changes. So that doesn't have to happen. And then you go to empowerment. Empowerment is achieved by simply realizing and utilizing this in your daily life. No one else has any power over us except that which we choose to give him or her. I heard that years ago from a very wise, wise, wise lady in my life who was actually many years younger than me. When she looked at me and she said, so why are you letting it happen? So in spite of all this crap that's been happening this last week with my website, in my own way, I did let it happen. I just don't like to take the responsibility for somebody that could do something so, so nasty to my website and me not realize it any better than what I did. So I am going for empowerment. Not going to happen again, and I will help anybody I can that needs to protect themselves. Comment from Spirit. Empowerment is a human term. A human term. A human concept. When totally within the heart of the Creator, one is all powerful in all ways, at all times, through the power of the divine love that has created all realms and all realities. There can be no empowerment as there is no illusion of being less than all that is. Wow. Does that not make you think? Empowerment is a human term, a human concept. When totally within the heart of the Creator, one is all powerful in all ways, at all times, through the power of the divine love that has created all realms and all reality. There can be no empowerment as there is no illusion of being less than all that is. Bless you. Thank you, Manny Pure Heart. I'm going forward. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm not going to be trapped. And it's not going to happen again. Am I still angry? To be perfectly honest, I need to remember what that felt like. That doesn't mean that I have to experience it all over again. Ever. Am I still angry? No. I have to say that no, I'm not angry. But I need, like I said, I need to remember. Have I learned more about forgiveness? Absolutely. You would think at my age I would know all about forgiveness because, honey, I've lived a life and I've had a great time. Had some hard times, had some great times, total end of the spectrum. You'd think I'd learn about forgiveness, about me giving it as well as receiving it, because it works on both sides of the coin. You have to allow people to be forgiven. You have to allow them to forgive you if the situation is such. That's a whole nother show. Going for change? You bet. Is it going to be good? You bet. Will I get everything I want out of this shit this time? Probably not. But every time it will get better. We'll continue to make changes. Every time we'll be stronger and stronger and stronger. Bless her heart, my webmaster's being really diligent. She was diligent to begin with. She just didn't expect this to happen. And I am empowered. I'm not giddy with it, but I feel better about who I am as a businesswoman, as a psychic, flash reader, and as somebody who can help others now that this experience has happened to me. And in a big way, I will help others if I possibly can, so that this kind of interference doesn't happen again. Okay, we are going on to bigger and better things. Didn't mean that to be a preach fest. Call in with your experiences, your questions. If I can help, I certainly will. USA 1-877-270-8714. Canada, it's working, folks, so call in 1-888-284-3264. Our questions for the evening, what is the next most important accomplishment of your life? Give that some thought. Doesn't have to be anything grandiose. If it's important to you, then that's the most important thing. For me right now, it's getting my yard all straightened up. My backyard is huge, and it's rained a lot here in Central Texas, and it looks a little bit like a jungle out there. But I have this plan to do a small labyrinth, a small medicine wheel, and some really pretty plants. It's probably going to take me a year to do the whole thing, but finally it's drawn up. Well, it's drawn up in my head. And that's got to start somewhere. And I think that we're okay now in Central Texas. It's actually July, almost the middle of July. Now it really gets hot in the three digits around here. And I'll be able to do some work out there to make some of these things happen. So I'm excited about that. So that's going to be my next big accomplishment. Now, something may come up in between the completion of those plans. And if that's a great accomplishment, then I'll acknowledge that and we'll go on. And if you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? What is your next most important accomplishment in your life? Doesn't have to be big. Can be tiny. If you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a famous person. Can be someone that you highly respect. Can be your neighbor next door because you're tired of fighting with them. Could be your child. Could be anything. You know, and I say, if you could share a hug with anyone in the world, who would it be? There are some trees that I would like to go hug. I know that sounds very 1970-ish. I'm sorry about that. I am an old hippie. But there are some places that I would like to go and just simply, even if it's sharing a mental hug with that place. So it doesn't have to be a person. We normally think of hugs as being human to human or human to animal, but it doesn't have to be. So give me a call. Number again, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 888-284-3264. Got to have a one in front of both of those. So, give me a call in. Next week we have Elka. She's my rune friend. She's coming back from a extensive Nordic vacation, and we'll be bringing history and firsthand knowledge of her craft, which is wonderful. I keep trying to get her to write a book. I think she's in the process of writing one. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask her. I have a slew of questions to ask her next week, so join us then. Meanwhile, give me a call. Don't you folks get tired of hearing my voice, or is anyone hearing my voice and my platterings? I would love to do a reading for someone. I haven't done a reading all week, and I would love to do a reading for folks. Actually, I just did to you. I did a reading last night, a short one. I have to tell you about a project that I'm doing. Because I'm so enamored with the tarot, I'm creating a kit that we're calling Tarot Tools. They are meant for folks that are interested in learning the tarot, but there are some pieces in the kit that other instructors can use as well in their own classes. And one of them is a layout. It's a paper layout that David and Rhonda Griffin have been working on. He's a wonderful videographer, and she's just very creative. I gave them the idea, and voila, it appears in a computer, and then it appears printed out. It's a little large. It's a table size. Roll it up, and we deliver it in a rolled canister. That's how it's mailed. And it has the 13-card reading, the 7-card reading, and Celtic. Now, we can only put one on a piece of paper because of the largeness of the print. One would soak through on the other side, so we can't do two. You can see through the paper. It's just, this works better with one side. And they're part of this kit, and you lay them out, and each slot is numbered and identifies what that house is, like in the 13-card reading. So we did the video for it last night, and one of the readings that I did was a reading for her and her changing jobs for the 7-card reading. I'm so excited about the layout. They are available now, and the video will be available for all three of the readings probably within 2 weeks. And they will be available on the Internet. They will be available to purchase off of the site when the site is up again, which is going to be wonderful. And so one by one by one, the pieces of the kit are coming together, and the kit will be... Hi. Is there someone there? The kit will be a Kit Kit with everything there. But each piece can be sold separately, so that's kind of nice, too. You can avail yourself with just one part of it and use any of it as a teaching tool, which is fun. More about that later. Shall we pique your interest and curiosity? I'll tell you more about that next week. And maybe next week I'll be able to tell you exact cost of things, which are going to be very reasonable, folks, not highly expensive. Very reasonable. And maybe even the CDs will be available by then. We'll have to see. He's working diligently on all three of these layouts, and the layouts themselves are completed. It's just a matter of getting them printed when they're ordered. Okay, that's something fun. No questions out there tonight? Is there anyone out there with a story or a question? I would love to hear from you. Give me a call. 888-284-3264 is Canada, which is working this week, folks. USA, 1-877-270-8714. Have a guest next week. You don't have to listen to just me next week. That's the rune lady, Elka. I love that name, Elka. I've known Elka now for close to 20 years. Has it been that long? You know, I want to say 12, but I know it's longer than that. It's closer to 15. We'll fudge and say 15. My only regret is that for those of you folks that are not familiar with the runes, R-U-N-E-S, excuse me, is that you won't be able to see the runes or see her work with runes. So if you're interested in runes at all, I suggest you going online. She does have a website. Hold on a second. I'll give that to you. Well, I thought I would. Let me look here real quick. Her name is Elka. You could probably just type in Elka in runes, and it would come up. She has a really nice website. I don't have it written down. I apologize, folks. I thought I did. Elka, E-L-K-A, and just type in Elka runes, Austin, Texas. So you can, if you're not familiar with what a rune looks like, you can... experience that. It's really the Nordic alphabet. It's really
nice. Hello.
They're neat. Hi, this is Elaine. Who's this?
This is Jean.
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Jean.
Jean?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. I'm afraid I may have to ask you to shout, Jean, so I can hear you better. How can we help you?
I'd like a reading.
About? What's your question?
I would like to know if I should move in the early part of next year.
Move in the early part of next year. Where are you living now?
Arizona.
And you want to leave Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's see. Do you have any idea where you want to go? You don't. You do, don't you?
I do have some ideas.
Yeah.
I would like to go in a more humid place, but I don't think my health is going to allow it.
Okay. Let's just throw 7 cards here and see what we can come up with in terms of a move for Jean. And The seven card reading is also called a wish layout, but it's also a yes and no layout. So I'll approach it from a yes or a no, and we'll see what comes up. Is that okay with you, Jean?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've cut the cards in your name. I usually make three stacks, and then the stack that's revealed is what I use first. Okay. The very first card that comes up is the Eight of Cups in reverse, which is a movement card, but it's considered a spiritual movement. So we'll see. Happy home life. Are you trying to start a business these days, Jean?
No.
Okay, because I've got the Three of Pentacles here, which usually implies being independent and wanting to start something, even if it's just something small out of your home. I ask if you would be moving in the first part of the year from Arizona to question mark, and I have 1, 2, 3 cards upright, which usually would tell me that no, you're not. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 that are in reverse. Now, the kicker to this is I can see you moving by February or March, but not just by the early part. To me, the early part would be January, February. Would not surprise me if you moved late February, early March. The reason being, you've got some challenges between now and then on Arizona's soil that you have to take care of. And the timing will be much better in late spring for you to make a move. I don't think you're going to be able to move to a terribly, terribly, terribly humid location, but there's a kind of a go-between, and with the help and advice of your physician, and actually somebody who's very familiar with geography, you will be able to find a place that will satisfy your health needs as well as your want and need to move. So it's possible. You're just going to have to, you've got the Chariot card here, which is communication. You're going to have to communicate and ask a lot of questions and do a lot of research. When you make a move, you'll have a little bit more money in your bank account. It won't be as expensive to live wherever you're going. You won't have to juggle money quite so much. You'd have more disposable income. Would, again, not be a place for you to open a new business, but maybe to have an interest that brings in and maybe better availability to bring in a different kind of money, and not having to worry or work so hard to be, that always sounds dramatic, work so hard, to be so concentrated on what, spend as much time on what you're concentrating on right now and worrying about things as much as you're worrying right now. So, yes, I don't see you moving in January. Wouldn't surprise me if you moved to late February, early March. You have to ask for this move, Jean. You have to ask for help with this move. And you have to be determined. That's it more than anything. And not being afraid to do some research.
Who would I ask?
I'm sorry?
Who would I ask?
Start with your doctor. Ask your doctor for 5 places that he would suggest for you being able to live with your health in mind. That's not as dry and not as hot. Obviously, you're not going to be able to move to Washington, D.C. But someplace in between, and I see it as a more mountainous state, but someplace that has a little bit more humidity. Our climates are changing so dramatically these days. You used to be able to say that state is dry and that state is hot and that state's wet and so forth. Nowadays, everything's changing so quickly. So, but there still are some places in the United States that are still pretty stable in their climates and their seasons. And you may end up being one of these folks that spends part of your time in an Arizona base or a hot state and part of your time in another one where you can enjoy the humidity and so forth that you're the type of climate that you're looking for. Ask your doctor for 5 states. Then talk to somebody who's very good with geography. Do you live near a university?
No.
Okay, let's see. Where could we go? Do you do the Internet? Do you have access to Internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You could go on the Internet and see what towns or what states, what communities have consistent weather patterns that are in conjunction with what your doctor has suggested, the states that your doctor has suggested.
Okay.
Just gotta do some research.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jean, and good. Let me know. What happens. Call us back and say this is where I'm going and when I'm leaving and that sort of thing.
All right.
Thank you, Jean,
for
calling.
Bye.
And for being there. Thanks. Good night. Okay. See, we try to answer those questions. Who else is out there that Spirit maybe can help this evening? I've got the cards ready. Spirit's here ready to do the work. Give me a call. Would love to hear from you. That was Jean from Arizona. She's trying to figure out getting out of Arizona and going to a more humid space. We've got lots of time on the clock, folks. Don't make me sit here by myself. Would love to hear from you. United States number 1-877-270-8714. Canada 888-284-3264. I'd also like to know if there's a subject or a person that you would like to explore, and I will do my best to find someone or that person and have them come on and spend some time with us. Might not happen right away because I find that busy folks just have a way of having to schedule way out. We will have Kramer again, our astrology buddy, in September. All of August is because it's my birthday month. Yes, I'm a Leo. It's going to be Tarot month. I'm going to have some guests that are Tarot readers. I'm hoping to have two different authors of Tarot books on. Linda Drake should be back on with her new book in the fall. John Holland is supposed to return my call. I had him on a couple of years ago, and he's got a new book out, and we're trying to juggle a time, so that will probably be in the fall, too. He's going to be here in Austin, Texas in September doing some workshops. Speaking of Austin, Texas, we're in the central part of Austin, in the central part of Texas. I'm doing what's considered, I'm producing a fair, a psychic fair, and I'm calling it the Next Generation Fair. And it's all psychics and healers that, Reiki practitioners and so forth, that have never done a professional fair before. They're new to that public of venues. Some have been doing readings for years in the privacy of their home. The prerequisite was that they've never taken money for doing their services. They're what some people call newbies. Some of them are students of mine, Linda Drake, Karen Birkthall, Neil Hansen. They have to be recommended by someone they studied with or a mentor, and they're only going to be 10 or 12. It's a small room and about four or five vendors. It costs a whopping dollar to get in. They're not charging a fee. It's strictly by love offerings tips. I encourage them to do that so that they can get their self-confidence up, and the more experienced readers will be roaming around and being supportive. But you're going to meet some really talented people. So I'm going to try to have two of these a year for the newbies, the next generation of psychics and healers. It's going to be at the Embassy Suite North on North IH-35 for one day only, Saturday the 28th, and like I said, a dollar to get in, and they can't charge you anything, tips and love offerings strictly. And, excuse me, what did I not tell you? Saturday the 28th. Oh, 10 o'clock, about 10 o'clock to about 6:30 or 7. And then we pack up and go home. So come on out and be some of the first to meet some of the next shining stars in our world. They can only do two of these fairs, and then they're on their own. By then we would hope that they have enough confidence in addition to their continued studies and continued private practice sessions for them to go on and do psychic fairs or hang their banner and become truly professionals in whatever methodology that they're going to use. So far we have tarot readers, psychics, I just lost the word. I'm having a finger moment. Be patient with me, folks. Mediums, there we go. See, I look at mediums and psychics as being kind of rolled up into one. And I used to get tickled because people would say, well, I'm a psychic, or I'm just a medium, or I'm just a psychic. They're the same, but they're not. To me, a true medium is when it's obvious that someone is coming through you, a deceased person, an animal, whatever. A psychic, to me, gets information in a different way. I know it's a thin line. It's still coming across the veil. But to have true mediumship, where you can say, oh, I would like to talk to my Aunt Clara, and then, boom, Aunt Clara can come through, and it can be validated by what that energy is saying, that's true mediumship. I don't declare myself to be a medium. I am a psychic. If I get information from someone who's deceased, I'm always tickled. It just really tickles me to be able to say, gosh, I think your Uncle John's here. He has on a plaid shirt, and this is what he wants to tell you. I'm always tickled, but I don't declare that to happen all the time. Folks like Chris Kopatz, who will be joining us, and she's a budding star. You will just, she's just a hoot. Linda Drake, of course, has written a couple of books, and she's sponsoring some of the folks. And in fact, she's one of the sponsors for Chris Kopatz. So she can just instantly see people. It's like she has these spirits that just run with her all the time. So it's always interesting. So we have mediums and psychics and tarot readers and other card readers that will be there, Reiki folks. They'll have their massage table set up, but they're not doing massages because they're no licensed to massage people there. They're using a table for their healing work. I think there's going to be two of them there. And the vendors, I'm hoping that Nature's Treasures will be there with their beautiful books. I mean, their beautiful rocks and stuff. But we do have, let me pull the book and see who all's coming. I have a lady that's going to be selling cards. She is a reader, Diane Emerod. She's a wonderful reader herself, but she's opting to do the vendor thing. We have Christy Nix, who's going to be bringing her jewelry. It's all natural stone jewelry, and she works with it in terms of energy creation. Linda Galvan is going to have aromatherapy and candles. Michael Cloud is a healing artist, and he also has Isogenics, which is a wonderful food substitute, but he does great healing work. And Diane Emerod is bringing her, she's going to have cards, a variety of different types of cards for sale. And she's got an embroidery machine, and she's absolutely, she does the coolest embroidery stuff on caps and shirts, and you could probably bring some things like that. Some of our readers, oh, there's a, Chris Kopatz's daughter is just fabulous. She's she's a teenager and just has so much talent. She's becoming quite the animal person. So you would bring your pictures or objects that your animals have played with, and she'll give you all kinds of, just alive or not, she'll give you information or messages from them. Cynthia Rollins, she's a psychic and a card reader. Brenda Hart, psychic and card reader. Raina Reed, she's Reiki Tarot and Tuning Fork, wonderful Tuning Fork. Kirsten Kopatz is Animal Speak. Kristen Carlin is Reiki and Tuning Forks and Readings. I'm not sure what all they're going to use. And sometimes they use various tools to practice each one with. And a young lady named Lisa, she's going to be doing Reiki and may or may not be doing readings. Now, she's a good tarot reader, but I found that she doesn't need the cards. Like so many professional readers, they use the tool, but they don't need it. Do I hear someone there? I keep getting these buzzing things like, hello? Have we lost connection? I hope not. That almost sounded like a busy signal. That always scares me. Okay. Is that my only reading for this evening, folks? We have time. Okay, I'm going to have to start signing off. I just looked at the clock. Be with us next week when Elka will be here, and I'll look forward to seeing you then, everybody. And as my friend David says, see you on the spiritual highway. Thank you so much for having been with me. This has been Elaine Ireland with Glowing Global for Spirit. See you next week. Good night, everybody.